You've heard me talk a lot about education recently. And, you know, we're in the middle of this building situation where home building, where you can't get someone to come do the work because there's so much demand. And I've commented many times in J-Dog when we did our Dollar Saver the other day with that plumbing program. That's one of our things people can bid on.
Yep.
You know, too often we think the trades or some of these other things aren't smart. The millionaire next door may not be the lawyer anymore or the doctor. And I think our community college system and the whole public education system has to be really like put into the washing machine and the dryer and rethought with innovation, flexibility, opportunities. And I believe Chuck Lloyd, GMI Studios, is joining us now. I'm delighted that he is. I don't know Chuck, and if I've met him, please forgive me. But anyone involved with our community college system, I'm a fan of. And I think he's joining us from the White Mountain College. Is that correct, Chuck?
Yeah, that is correct. And thanks for having me, Jack. I'm up in Littleton, one of our three locations in the North Country.
By the way, isn't Littleton a marvelous, wonderful downtown area for people to go visit? And they do it right there. They have a great downtown.
We love Littleton. We love the downtown. And I tell you what, they've got some great community leadership here.
They do. And, of course, my buddies at Shillings are doing pretty well. They got a great business down there in the river now, right?
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times, but because we're on the air, I'm not going to tell you how many times. But
no,
great little place, great view.
White
pizza, right? It's for the pizza.
No, but it is. That wood-fired pizza. They have good food and good menu and a very fun. Hey, let's get to the business of education. Tell us about White Mountain College, how you're doing. I'm a big fan. There are great opportunities, people, and there's never been a better time with all this job demand for workers to retool, rethink. Tell us about White Mountain College, because a lot of people are not familiar. Tell us about your locations and how you're doing.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, we are part of the community college system of New Hampshire across the state, where we've got, there are seven colleges and 12 locations. We have three of those, White Mountains Community College. We cover all three of the northern counties, Carroll, Grafton, and Coos. So we're in Berlin, we're in Littleton, we're also in North Conway. And I love what you said about the trades. And, you know, there are a lot of outfits out there. One of them I follow on social media quite a bit, Bring Back the Trades. But trades are cool again. And for a guy, you know, I've got construction going on in my house right now. Finding folks in the trades is not easy. And we just recently last week had a welding competition that we partnered with our sister schools, Great Bay Community College over at the Seacoast and Manchester Community College, and brought our community partners together and said, you know what, let's get scholarship money in from these industry partners to put people in school and turn them out as welders. And I love your note about, you know, the next door neighbor of a, you know, the wealthy person who's a doctor and a lawyer. Sure, great. You know, those are great professions. Nothing against those. But right now, they're also probably one of your sponsors, who's GMI Asphalt. You know, asphalt paving is major, plumbing,
yeah,
welding.
Oh.
You know, there's just, we can go on and on.
You know, but again, I've always, this is a, yeah, I could go hours with you. Maybe we should meet at Chili's and talk, because I had some time on the Plymouth State University, the Presidential Advisory Board. I'm not a big board person. I get bored on boards. But my point is this, Chuck. We need people like you that are upbeat, innovative, out-of-the-box thinkers, because so much is changing in our lives, in our society over the last year in particular. There'll be nomenclature, societal changes that are not going to bounce back regardless of the virus level going way down. So people might work remotely. They may want to move to a place like Littleton, New Hampshire, and work for a company that might be in Wisconsin, but they only have to go there once a month and they're working full time. But the point is, younger people, middle-aged people, they don't like what they do. They're not using their hands. They're not creating anything. There are so many real two-year degree opportunities where you can come out and in the first year be making closer to $100,000 than $50,000, signing bonuses, training, and all of a sudden have a real career that on Monday mornings you don't dread getting up for. And the community college system is affordable, it's flexible, it's around the state. And I'm not dissing on our state university systems at all. I'm not. I'm not dissing on Keene State, Plymouth, or UNH. But I got to tell you, the more out of the box we are in public education, the better we are. It's my opinion.
I couldn't agree more with you, and I would never say anything against the university system. I'm a product of it. I went to Keene State. I went to Plymouth State. You know, great, great places. I think we're just different. You know, apples and oranges in that, you know, we, from the community college system perspective, we have to be nimble and continue to pivot to see where the demand is. For example, we've got a, you know, our diesel heavy equipment program. We need diesel techs, you know, for all of these industries. I mentioned asphalt paving, but, you know, the trucking industry, we have, you know, just a major demand. So we have to increase increase and offer more courses, but also meeting students where they are. You know, they want to start courses in the summer, great. In the fall, spring, different parts of the term. So we've got to, you know, cater to those folks, but also evening courses, online, hybrid. We've got to meet people because they're, you know, they're going through these programs, but also, you know, just to take back 30 seconds here with the, you know, we had commencement, you know, a week and a half ago. And of course, I know you're big on veterans and active military, and I always like to acknowledge those folks during commencement. But I also this year acknowledged our essential workers, the folks who have been out on the front lines from, you know, certainly custodial and grocery workers. But you know who else have been out there? All of our technicians, HVAC, plumbing, you know, our auto techs, you know, our partnership with the Automobile Dealers Association. So I had all these folks stand. I'll tell you what, how proud are we? You know, we had almost everyone in the crowd and our graduates standing because they were all essential workers throughout the pandemic.
Wow.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, awesome. For the great picture you painted there, Chuck Lloyd, White Mountain Community College. Real quickly, Chuck, how long have you been with White Mountain?
I just had my 4-year anniversary as president up here, and I've been with the community college system about 19 now, last 15 at NHTI in Concord, another great college responding.
I'm a huge fan of NHTI. I had a daughter who started at one part of the university system, transitioned there for some special education training, graduated with honors, finished at Plymouth State. She's working now in the special education area. I can't say enough about NHTI. Real quickly, though, we need you to kind of rise within the system as kind of be the head of the whole thing someday from what little I know of you. I love your attitude. Real quickly, though, you mentioned diesel mechanics. Can you take a moment before we go to the bottom of that, or just real quickly, how long would someone have to study? Are there certain backgrounds that you'd rule out or rule in? And potentially, if someone got into a really good company and got hired before they probably even graduated, and over a couple of years of working hard, maybe some bonus potential, what are we talking for an annual salary of a diesel mechanic?
Well, let's start with the end in mind here, and I can throw six figures at you as an end outcome from everything you just described. But I want to walk you back a little bit of, you know, there are people out there that have some skills, some, you know, whether it's coming out of high school or learning experience already that we can bring in and add for credit into our program. We have the only accredited program in the Northeast for diesel heavy equipment. So you could do a 1-year certificate. 2 years you can stay, get your associate degree. We have, I like to highlight our partnership with Milton Cat out of Londonderry. Caterpillar, they will hire our students. They provide co-op opportunities through the summer for them hands-on. And it is also a mentoring side of this. But I'll tell you, you know, you don't think of this, but, you know, the other day I was over at the Cog Railway. Wayne Presby just built a 34,000-square-foot new facility. Gorgeous.
Did he really?
He says, yeah, it's gorgeous.
I know Wayne well, and I have a place down the road. I haven't been up there. You know, it's funny, you can be 4 miles away and not go up there unless you're hiking.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. You could eat off the floor. But I tell you, technology is infused into all of this.
I know.
You know, everything from overhead cranes, operations, and also, you know, ordering of parts, it's all digitized. You take something out, it automatically reorders it. It's beautiful. So that's where, you know, our techs, they start out, people think that, you know, they're just they're turning wrenches. There is much more to this. There's the management side of things. There's the technology. They're all carrying laptops or iPads with them all day long, ordering, talking. And there's a customer service. I mean, there's a, you know, relationship side of this as well. So they're really well-rounded students and ultimately great graduates and employees in the workforce.
And, you know, it's great about Wayne. I think of what he and the Bedores and others did to restore the great Mount Washington Resort and Hotel, open it up for the winter again, and what it is today with Omni. But you look at the COG and whatever Wayne Presby, talk about a great North Country entrepreneur. What he aims at over time, he figures out what he aims at over time and what he sees. About 98% of the time he creates something and redoes something. He's a great entrepreneur, and right now his whole focus is the COG Railway. He's unbelievable. Thank you, Chuck. I'd love to get you back again soon and bring some more White Mountain Community College news to the Southern Tier and across our listening region. Awesome. You have a great Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for joining us on Good Morning New Hampshire.
You as well. Thanks for having me. Take care, Jack.